So you consider yourself all messed up?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, you must have been reading my notes, because that's what I want to talk about on the youth message. Anybody ever have a Rubik's Cube? Do you ever do anything with a Rubik's Cube?
Oh, yes.
Huh? And can you figure it out?
No.
No. Well, sometimes that's the way life is. You know, life sometimes is so messed up that our life looks like a Rubik's Cube. Now, those Rubik's Cubes, they got four different colors and four different sizes. And usually when you pick one up, unless somebody's already figured it out, it's all messed up. And you've got to work at it, work at it. And sometimes we can't do it. Now, there's a few people once in a while. Charles, our grandson, can take that thing in 2 minutes flat. He's got that boom, 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 and he hands it to you. Well, God has given us a life that is very complicated. Life is very challenging. Life is messed up. And all of us are messed up. We think about people just maybe on drugs or challenges of this or that, that they messed up, but we messed up too, all of us. Every once in a while, we got to stop and reflect on our life and the gift that God's given to us, eternal life. Now, this past week, with all the weather and the storms and everything like that, we all had challenges. I don't think anybody escaped that we got no power in the whole county of Jefferson, and we live in Monticello, and a lot of other counties going here. But there was a wonderful person or two in the church that knew we were all messed up. And one day I got a phone call or a text, and you don't have any power now. I said, but we'll be all right. I think maybe Duke will get us back up and running maybe by tomorrow. He said, well, you don't want to do that. I got a generator, and we're going to bring it to you. And I said, oh, wow, wonderful. Not only did they bring us a generator, they brought us 3 5-gallon jugs of fuel and probably 20 extension cords, 100 foot long, that we could run extension cords and all that. Well, people ask us about it. How did you do that? Well, church people. See, the church is so important. It's people who love God who are willing to step out and help others. And those two are here with us this morning, Don and Tracy Bittner. Yeah, thank you. So, when your life is all messed up, just tell God you need some help, and He'll send somebody or some way with you, and that's the way it is. Right, Trevor? Yeah.